Welcome to our very first episode of Fandom Family Chats. I'm Maureen. I am your tech person. I'm one of the owners of the podcast. There's more than one of us. We run 11 groups on Facebook under the Family Fan Club umbrella. We run groups that are based off of TV shows that we really enjoy, but also that we see a need for other people to want to discuss, talk, get their feelings out. We have games on there that we do, and we're trying to think of another way that we could engage our members. We have 16,000 plus members in our groups and across all 11 of them, and we wanted to really interact with them in a different way, in a better way, not stopping the Facebook groups, but just adding something onto that. We do character spotlight weeks, we do games on certain days of the week, we have theme days, we have trivia, we have all sorts of fun things on there. And we just thought that there had to be another personal way to connect with our members. And so this is what we decided to do. We thought a podcast would be a great idea. And on top of just us talking at you about our favorite shows, we're also going to have some cast and crew interviews for you. Currently, we have 3 interviews, possibly 4, scheduled already for our podcast, and we are hoping to bring you many more of those. Now, if you're wondering what groups we run, we have, and again, these are all, it's the name of the show, and then the Family Fan Club is on the end of it, but we run a group on The Resident, This Is Us. There's 11, guys. It takes me a minute. There's The Resident, This Is Us, Schitt's Creek, Gilmore Girls, Sanditon, Cruel Summer, Friday Night Lights, Grey's Anatomy, The Vampire Diaries, Bridgerton, and One Tree Hill. It's all 11. I was counting on my hand as I was doing it, but that's all 11. Those are the 11 groups that we run. And if our main creator, Jeanette, finds another show that she likes, we will add on about 30,000 more. So there may be more to come. But we just want to take this opportunity to tell you what our podcast is about, tell you how it's going to run, tell you the sort of things that you can expect from us on this podcast. Now, we will be putting out 2 episodes a week, which we think is necessary because we have both current shows that are in syndication right now and shows that are no longer in syndication. We have a fairly even mix. We have 5 that are not, or that are current in syndication, and 6 that are not in syndication. So it's a fairly even mix. Now, Sundays are going to be the day that we reserve for shows that are currently in syndication. Right now, the shows that we run that include that are This Is Us, The Resident, Cruel Summer, Grey's Anatomy, Bridgerton when it returns, and there's another one that I'm not a part of that I forget. No, that's it. That's 5. So I'm only a member of 6 of the groups because I only watch 6 of the shows that we run. I am a member of Gilmore Girls, This Is Us, The Resident, Sanditon. I run the Sanditon one. That's the one that I do run. And then I'm also in Schitt's Creek and Cruel Summer. So we currently have those 5 that are in syndication. Those will be put out on Sundays, those episodes. Now, what you can expect from the episodes is, especially from the new shows, while it's in a current season, we are going to be discussing what happened in the show. We're going to be discussing fan theories. We're going to be discussing the character changes and things that we think, especially with a show like Cruel Summer. I don't know if you've watched that, but if you have not, it shows on Freeform on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m., or you can find it on Hulu the next day. So that one is a mystery. It's a thriller, and it's kind of set up to where every week gives you more questions than answers, and you're trying to figure out what happened in this main plot of the show. So what we will be doing is, in that show, for instance, we will be discussing theories, what we think happens. And you can expect that in every Sunday episode where we discuss a new episode, there will be spoilers. So if you want to get caught up on the show before you start watching the Sunday episodes, I would recommend that because there will be spoilers in those. We'll be talking about what happened in that episode. We will also be having actors who play characters on current shows. We are hoping to include all those interviews in the summer, or at least in the off season. So for like This Is Us, they would take a winter break, typically from Thanksgiving until the end of January, February, and then they take a break, whether or not the actors actually are taking a break then. But we, the viewers, have a break from Thanksgiving to the end of January, roughly, and roughly from the end of May to mid-September. So in those months is when we were hoping to get a lot of the cast and crew interviews for the current shows out, because we have five episodes, there are five shows that are new, and we don't want to have to make you wait 5 weeks between every episode where we recap and we discuss. So that's how that's going to lay out. We're typically going to do two shows per episode for the new shows until summer and the winter break, where we will discuss one at a time, most likely. So that is the layout for that. On Wednesdays, we are going to be putting out episodes based on shows that are no longer in syndication. And those will be topical episodes. And in the title of every one of our episodes, we have to put the name of the shows that we're discussing, or you're going to kind of be lost. So it will be one show per episode on the Wednesday episodes that we put out. For instance, if we have a Gilmore Girls episode, we could be taking one aspect of the show to talk about the entire show. A hot topic, especially in our group that we run on Facebook, is Jess and Rory or Logan and Rory? Sorry, Dean, we love you, but you're not really a contender for one of Rory's long-standing boyfriends. So that's how our Wednesday episodes are going to run out. We're going to pick topical things that you are interested in, that we are interested in, that our groups have expressed interest in, and we're going to discuss those. And those we will have cast and crew interviews as well, not just for Gilmore's, but for all six of the shows that we run that are not in syndication. So those interviews will be interspersed throughout the entire year. We don't have to wait for a break because it's already a done show. So we can put those interviews in whenever. So that's how that is going to run. In addition to that, what we might do is occasionally for the new shows, we'll do lives on our podcast. So you can call in and we'll have specific timestamps for, okay, we'll be discussing Grey's Anatomy from 12 until 12:45, and then we'll be discussing This Is Us from 12:45 until 1:30, that sort of thing. So not only in the description when we give you timestamps for what show, which one ends where, but also in the lives, we'll let you know which one we'll be discussing first, and we'll kind of try to stick to a time frame there so you can call in through our host site on Podbean, and you can sort of communicate with us about the show that you like, that you enjoy, that you want to discuss. I personally will be running the tech on all of our interviews, and I run the tech for everything, really, but I will only be involved in the interviews for Gilmore Girls, The Resident, This Is Us, Cruel Summer, and Schitt's Creek. Sanditon is not going to be included on here because I run the Sanditon group, and that Sanditon group is the Sanditon Chronicles Sanditon Family Fan Club. That has its own separate podcast, so we will not be including that in this. So there will be five shows no longer in syndication and five in current syndication that we will be discussing on this podcast. So again, I just want to recap because I'm talking at you an awful lot. So Sundays are reserved for currently syndicated shows. That includes Grey's Anatomy. That includes This Is Us, The Resident, Cruel Summer, and Bridgerton. Now, we're not sure how we're going to run Bridgerton because the seasons come out all at once. We may take the off season to discuss that. We're still working out the kinks on that. This is just our introduction video. And our first episode will be out next week. Sunday, May 23rd is when our first episode will be out. And then that following Wednesday will be the first old show. So Sunday, current syndicated shows. Wednesday will be shows no longer in syndication. So that includes Gilmore Girls, The Vampire Diaries, One Tree Hill, Schitt's Creek, and Friday Night Lights. And we will be discussing those on Wednesday. And again, we have cast and crew interviews. And if you want to come on the show, let us know. When we do the cast and crew interviews, it will be a video. So while we will have the audio on our podcast site for you to listen to, we will upload the video version of it onto our YouTube channel. So you'll get both of those aspects there because we want you to be able to see. I mean, part of the fun of watching an interview, for me anyway, is watching the celebrity and the person they're interviewing, watching their interactions, watching how they relate to each other. And of course, we aren't going to be in person with them, but still, it's a fun dynamic to watch. So our celebrity interviews, our cast and crew interviews, those will all be on video as well as on our main set, on our Podbean host site, will be audio. So you can have the best of both worlds there. But other than that, our podcast will be largely audio. Everything on our Podbean site will be audio, and our YouTube site will also have the audio version of it, but occasionally we will put in a video Like this week, for instance, we have our video version of our introduction set up on our YouTube because we want you to see all of our faces. We're all introducing ourselves to you. And on that note, I want to take a moment and pause while I introduce you to the rest of our team. Now, this team that is participating in the podcast, they are members who help run the Facebook groups. There are seven of us, and I'm going to let them I almost started introducing them to you, but that would be redundant. I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, and I will see you back here in just a bit.
Hi, I'm Jeanette. I'm one of the co-creators of the Family Fan Club groups on Facebook, which is the inspiration for this podcast, and I wanted to just give you a little bit of background on the groups. A little over a year ago, I met our other co-creator, Shelby, while moderating for a different group. And we became fast friends. We started chatting and talking about our love for these different shows, and one day we decided, well, we should start our own. We started a group for This Is Us because we were both such big fans and still are. We had no idea what we were doing. We had never done one of these things before, but we wanted to create like a safe space for other people to come and to chat about the show and the cast and just share their love for the show and enjoy, you know, other fans. And I think we've definitely done that. We have a lot of fun. We have so many members that we've met that are now in lots of different groups that we've become friends with. We've built a really amazing admin team that you'll get to meet some of these on this podcast. We have 11 groups. I'm currently a part of all 11. Those groups are This Is Us, Gilmore Girls, The Resident, One Tree Hill, Friday Night Lights, Vampire Diaries, Grey's Anatomy, Schitt's Creek, what am I forgetting, Bridgerton, Sanditon, and our newest one for Cruel Summer that just started on Freeform. So we're really looking forward to this podcast just to share our love for the shows and, you know, to hopefully find another way to connect with the fans, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Hi, my name's Shelby. I'm one of the owners of the Family Fan Club groups on Facebook. The shows that I'm involved with and the groups that I help to run are The Resident, Grey's Anatomy, This Is Us, Bridgerton, Schitt's Creek, Cruel Summer, One Tree Hill, and Gilmore Girls. A fun fact about me is that I love to garden and that I have a dog.
Hey guys, my name is Amanda and I am a part of the admin team from the Family Fan Club groups on Facebook. I am currently an admin owner of 10 of the groups and I help moderate our 11th one. And a little fun fact about me is I am from Texas. I still live in Texas. I have two young boys. And I taught preschool for 11 years, up until March of 2020, when the pandemic hit. And since then, I have been a stay-at-home mom, and I like Facebook groups, and they keep me entertained while I'm at home and my kids are at school. But I love every single group that we have, and we are so excited about starting this podcast and to be able to talk to you guys a little bit more about the shows that we love. Thanks.
Hi guys, it's Melanie, and I am part of the admin team with the Family Fan Club umbrella, and I am so, so excited to be a part of our new project, which is the Family Fan Club chat. I am going to be talking about the Bridgerton Family Podcast, which is Bridgerton and Gilmore Girls. I'm part of the Schitt's Creek Family Podcast, the Rose Family Podcast on that, Turner Family Podcast about Cruel Summer. Can't wait to talk about that. Chastain for The Resident, and of course the Pearson Family Podcast for This Is Us. I love that show so, so much, and we have some really exciting things in store for you on that one. And I am also a part of the Sanderson Family Podcast, which I think she's going to keep separate, but it's still part of the umbrella, and I've also been on there, so check me out. I have actually been part of that podcast a couple times. So thank you guys for being a part of our group. And this is going to be so much fun. Yay!
Hey everyone, my name is Josh, and I'm one of the moderators for two pages of the Family Fan Club, Gilmore Girls and The Resident. Now, I know what you're thinking. He must be Team Logan. No. even though Logan does play Conrad on The Resident, I'm not on Team Logan, but I am on Team Conrad, so go Conrad. I am a Gilmore Girls super fan, if you want to call me. I like to consider myself a little bit of a Luke, you know, coffee provider, but in reality, I'm definitely just a Kirk. I've seen Gilmore Girls probably about 10 times at least, and probably still going to see it more. I'm looking forward to the podcast. A few fun facts about me. I am a radio station manager. I have been in radio for, I guess, oh gosh, I can't even remember now. I am from Texas. Yes, greatest state in the greatest country. Just my opinion. But we're really looking forward to this podcast. It's going to be a great
day. Hey guys, my name is Bethany and I am from Texas. I am so excited to be a part of the wonderful Gilmore Girls fan club and the Resident fan club. I am absolutely a Gilmore Girls super fan. I've seen the series multiple times and I'm so ready and excited to be a part of this podcast and talk about this wonderful show that we all love. I'm also excited to be a part of the Resident podcast because that show is currently on TV. So we get to talk about this show as it develops, and that's such a wonderful opportunity. I'm so excited to be able to share my love for my fandoms with you guys. So make sure that you tune in.
So that's the team. And if you do want to check us out on Facebook, we'll put all of the links to all 11 of our groups in every podcast description. And it will be on our YouTube channel on the main channel page. Well, we should have, if you look up our information on there, it'll have all the Facebook groups on there as well. Join us over there because we do fun things over there. We have games. And like I said, we have character spotlights games. We have trivia. And on Schitt's Creek, we started doing recipes as well, because I mean Schitt's Creek is largely about drinking and eating, right? And relationships, obviously, but a bigger show. There's a lot of food mentioned, there's a lot of shame eating and wine drinking, and so we have started doing recipes there as well. I don't know that will continue forever, but that's part of our character spotlight week for Schitt's Creek. So if you are interested in joining our groups, please join us over there. You'll have a lot of fun on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter, and again we'll put that direct link to our Twitter account on the podcast information on the description. But you can find us on Twitter. It's at Family Fan Clubs, and our handle name is FB Family Fan Clubs, Facebook Family Fan Clubs. And we are putting out some trivia there, podcast information over there. We'll, when there's a new episode, we'll release it on Twitter as well as our Facebook groups. So we would like to hear from you. We want to know if there's something particular you want us to talk about. I know that there are some Gilmore Girls alumni that have just put out a podcast. Scott Patterson, check his podcast out. It's called All In. He plays Luke Danes on Gilmore Girls, if you didn't know. So check that one out. His, I believe, just premiered on May 3rd. So we want to know what you want to hear from us. We want to know if you want us, there's specific characters or actors you want us to, characters you want us to discuss or actors you want us to interview. For any of the shows that we run, and we'd really like to hear from you. We value our members. Like I said, we have 16,000 plus members in our groups across all 11, and we really, really value your input. We're doing this for you. This is a fan-led podcast for our fan-based members, and that's why it's called Fandom Family Chats, in case you're wondering. Fandom because we have the 11 shows that have a dedicated fandom. I don't know if you know this, but shows like Sanditon and Gilmore Girls and even some of the older ones like Vampire Diaries, they have a very loyal fandom. So that was why the fandom came in, and family fan clubs or family is because we are family fan clubs. That's the name of all of our, basically that's our umbrella that we run. And it's because we like to stay in the family. When we ask people to admin or mod for our groups, we like to stay in the family, and we've all become close. I haven't met any of these people before joining the Family Fan Club groups, But I consider them all friends now because we like to keep it tight-knit and we like to keep things running together. We find it runs more smoothly as a family. So that is the reason behind her name, in case you are curious. So please reach out to us. We do have an email. I probably should have looked that up before I came on here, but I will put that in the description as well. I believe it's familyfanclubs2021@gmail.com, but to be sure, I'll put it in the description of the podcast. So that's us, and I hope that you guys really enjoy what we're doing here. I hope you enjoy our content. We hope to make this a long thing. We want to give it a lot of staying power because we think that these shows have that, even after they end, like Gilmore Girls and Schitt's Creek. Even though they've ended, we love them still, and we regularly binge watch all of these shows that are available in total for us. So we're hoping you like this, and we're hoping that you can interact with us and relate with us. And that's all that we have for today. So next week, we are very excited to put out our first episode. And then Wednesday, we will put out our first episode for our older shows. So we'll see you next week. Enjoy and get ready for fun. Bye, guys.